Anakin spun around. He was hard to startle. But he'd been preoccupied, and droids didn't leave impressions in the Force the way living objects did. Just leaving. Anakin was on his guard. What else had he overlooked?
Hey, you're the caretaker droid,
Ahsoka interrupted, doing that little irritated frown. She'd never make a Sabacc player.
4A7, right? I thought you looked after the monastery. What are you doing here?
Taking care of myself.
The droid bowed his head.
The monastery has been utterly defiled again. I thought those hut gangsters were bad enough, but the droid army has reached new depths of profanity.
He glanced at Rata.
No offense, little one. Your path in life may yet be innocent.
So this is your ship, said Anakin, ready to do a deal or take what he needed, as long as it was now. You're leaving?
I've retrieved the few holy scrolls and devotional artifacts that have not been pillaged or destroyed, and I shall keep them safe until I find monks who'll accept them.
4A7 indicated the packing crates stacked nearby.
Yes, I intend to leave this wretched place, and as soon as possible.
So do we. Anakin was poised to silence Ahsoka, who just frowned at 4A7 and seemed to be gearing up for something.
Shall we leave together, then? If you don't have a destination in mind, I can think of a few.
A reasonable suggestion, sir. Please board my vessel and make the child comfortable. The monks I served believed that giving aid freely to another being was the highest form of worship.
Anakin was about to start softening up the 4A7 to the idea that he'd have to return to rescue his men. But he decided it was best left for when they were airborne. The droid might have included clone troopers in the heathen despoilers bracket. Anakin didn't want an argument on the landing pad, or to be obliged to use force. The ship was leaving. Ahsoka and Rata would be on it. And, when he'd worked out the details, it would be saving Rex and his surviving troopers. Anything that stood in the way of that? Too bad. He stood up to the side of the hatch and gestured to Ahsoka to board the ship. R2-D2 was still trundling around, checking its undercarriage and making critical beeps. Ahsoka put one foot on the ramp, then froze, and looked down and defocus at her boot, as if straining to hear something. When she looked up again, her eyes were wide and the pupils fully dilated. Not fear or surprise, but that feral look again. A hunter who'd detected something to chase or fight. Sometimes, she wasn't the overeager kid at all. It was all the more unsettling for that.
Snips? R2,
she said quietly.
R2, take Stinky for me, will you? Just for a moment.
Anakin didn't ask any stupid questions and took her cue.
Smell finally got to you, then?
He watched R2-D2 take the pack and roll quietly away from the ship.
No throwing up, okay?
She held her arms loose at her sides and took another step up the ramp. Anakin tried to sense what might have spooked her, but he couldn't tell, and combat zones were awash with disruptions in the Force.
We really must make a move now, sir. The fighting here is escalating. We don't want to be trapped here.
No, said Ahsoka. We don't.
She'd drawn her lightsaber even before the first metal boot hit the ramp. Two battle droids suddenly appeared at the hatch, barring her way. Anakin drew his weapon and turned to check on R2-D2, but the droid was well clear, and 4A7 would have to get past Anakin to reach him. The battle droids opened fire on Ahsoka. She charged them, swatting aside the blaster bolts and slashing into their bodies before disappearing into the ship. Anakin was going to rush in after her, but she was clearly in control, and he had other business to attend to. He rounded on 4A7.
You nearly had me.
Anakin held his lightsaber to the droid. There was no telling what else this caretaker had hidden.
You're Ventress's droid, aren't you? She sent you to kill the Hutt.